This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in his Mann Ki Baat program, has said that the Nasha Mukt Yuva for Viksit Bharat campaign is gaining momentum rapidly across the country. Mr. Modi expressed happiness that the campaign with the goal for drug-free youth and a drug-free India is not merely a formality, as many people, especially the youth, are joining it in large numbers. PM Modi asked people to come up with a powerful slogan for a drug-free India and young musicians to create songs that convey the message of a drug-free life. Modi also said that the country has no shortage of excellent content creators and urged them to create content in various languages. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been conferred with Uzbekistan's Supreme State Award, the Order of Oli Darazali Dostlik, by President Shavkat Mirziyoyev today in Tashkent. PM Modi, holding a bilateral talk with the President of Uzbekistan, Shavkat Mirziyoyev, in Tashkent. The two leaders are reviewing cooperation in trade and investment, defense, digital connectivity, energy, education, and people-to-people domains at the Presidential Palace. MOUs in this regard were signed today. PM Modi has said that the India and Uzbekistan will move forward by setting concrete goals within the framework of comprehensive strategic partnership. A massive fire broke out at Gandhi Market in Daporijo at around 9 a.m. today, which triggered panic among traders and local residents. Several shops and residential structures were reportedly gutted in the blaze, causing significant concern among the affected traders and residents. The fire reportedly spread rapidly across the market area. Fire and emergency personnel rushed to the spot and launched efforts to contain the flames and prevent the fire from spreading further to adjoining structures. The cause of the fire is not yet known. Kiak Lam Karam, our journey, tourism and culture experience tour, had its valedictory ceremony at the State Banquet Hall yesterday, which brought around 100 tourism stakeholders, tour operators and homestay owners from 8 northeastern states. The valedictory ceremony marked the culmination of the tourism and cultural experience tour, spanning 6 days, during which the participants visited 11 destinations across Arunachal Pradesh. It provided them with a platform to reflect on their experiences, exchange insights, and discuss opportunities for greater collaboration in tourism, hospitality, and cultural exchange across the Northeast. Tourism Minister P.D. Sona described the initiative as a unique collaboration between Rajiv Gandhi University and tourism stakeholders, providing a new window of opportunity for interaction and mutual understanding among the people of Northeast. The initiative was curated by RGU's Mass Communication Department and the Center for Cultural Research and Documentation, with support from the Department of Industries under the RAMP initiative of Ministry of Micro, Small, Medium Enterprises, Government of India. The fourth flight carrying 11 tons of relief assistance landed in Kathmandu, and relief material has been handed over to the Nepal government. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Sankar said that the flight carried essential supplies and technical capabilities to support Nepal's ongoing rescue and relief operations. Earlier, India had sent more than 57 tons of emergency relief supplies in 3 flights. Meanwhile, the External Affairs Ministry has said that 108 Indian nationals have been rescued so far in Nepal following a flash flood tragedy on Wednesday. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that contact was re-established with around 50 Indian nationals who were earlier uncontactable. The ministry said that 275 Indian nationals are reportedly missing and around 128 people of Indian origin holding other nationalities also remain missing. The zonal rounds of 21st Sardar Tang State Level Football Tournament 2026 has officially begun today. 27 teams, including Arunachal Pradesh Police Sports Control Board, are participating this year and have been divided into 4 groups. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.